Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Doug Frobel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. Noakes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allenson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheridan moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter juggles the ball. That's an error on Carter. Sheridan scores. Whitaker moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 0 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. There goes Butler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0 for 1 in the game. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Evans steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 2 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noakes for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheridan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Carter reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Frauble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frauble is 0 for 2 in the game. Frauble strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Butler hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 3 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0 for 3 in the game. Frobel bunts between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frobel for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.